Wondrous Encounters, Disc 2.
Thursday of the second week of Lent. If you don't get it now, you won't get it then. The Book of the Prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. I must admit that I do not find any clear connection between the two readings for this day, and I do not especially like the first one. There, I hope that gives some of you permission not to like some scriptures. Frankly, I think many of them are regressive and small-minded. This one is far too dualistic about the difference between trusting humans and trusting God. For the most part, I think we probably do both trusts about the same way. How you do anything is how you do everything. But let's look at this intriguing gospel, which is clearly a piece of Hebrew folklore that made its way into Luke's account and nowhere else. It has all the earmarks of old-time storytelling. A nameless rich man and a poor man with a beloved name like Lazarus, with dogs licking at his sores, the bosom of Abraham for heaven, and the pagan Hades for hell. Then Abraham shouting answers across the huge abyss that no one can cross. This is a classic reversal theme which is so common in world literature and scripture. The main sin of the rich man seems to be that he does not even notice the problem or the other man. He is blind and unaware of the pain of the world while he eats magnificently every day. And the response of Abraham to him is this: if you do not get it on that side of the abyss of life and death, why would you get it on this side? There is presented a clear continuity between this world and the next, or as some of our saints have said, no one is going to be surprised in eternity. We will all receive exactly what our lives say we really want and desire. Love is always torment for the hateful, and final torment is impossible for the loving.